Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com here. Been a while since I've done a podcast. Trying a different recording setup. I'm actually away from the house, enjoying a nice Sunday out, but got a little time to myself. Thought I would record a couple podcasts. The first one's going to be about the AVN Awards. We will have our usual AVN Award podcast series coming up once the nominees come out. But this one's actually sort of pre-noms. The pre-nom period for the AVN Awards is open now. They've got it up on their website, so you can check it out. I believe it's open till around October 1st. A couple of changes that I really wanted to talk about and hopefully open it up for future podcasts. The first thing I noticed is that they're really working on making it more inclusive and geared toward stuff released on the web, less movie and feature-oriented, which is the way the industry's going. So I think that's obviously a smart move for them. It does make it tougher for AVN and for the critics involved, and hopefully that'll be me again this year voting, just because there's so much more content and that it's spread out. In the old days, you get a movie, you watch the movie, you review that, you judge that, you critique that. It's a little tougher with websites and stuff that's released that way. There's now there's a Best Clip Store AVN Award, which I think is fantastic because that's the way things are going. There's some good production companies making most of their content on clip stores. And certainly performers and smaller studios are making money that way, and that's sort of the way the industry is going. So I think that's really important. Last year they added a couple of virtual reality categories, so those are obviously important as well. The main change that I wanted to talk about, and this is the one that I'm hoping will sort of open up a dialogue, is they did get rid of the BBW Performer of the Year category. They've sort of replaced it with a niche performer category, which includes unrepresented niches, like BBW, like BDSM performers, performers who do not fit into the normal porn categories. That's really what that's about. And I like that category. I've said for a long time, I think that it's important that we recognize BDSM performers because what they do is also important and worthy of awards. And it's really tough for performers in these niches to compare with an Angela White or an Asa Akira or a Jessica Drake, who are in traditional, I don't want to say vanilla, but very easily to digest adult morsels. So I like that category. The question is, do we like not having a BBW Performer of the Year category? There's some social media reaction, obviously. Performers are unhappy. Fans are unhappy. A couple of critics are unhappy. And I don't blame them. Nobody likes to lose recognition. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in that category. But I think maybe this was the right move. The BBW genre really took off a couple years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago. April Flores, Carla Lane, Kelly Shibari. There were some performers in the BBW category who were doing high-profile projects, working for big-name companies, not just fetish-oriented stuff. And those of you who've listened to me for a long time or read my stuff know I'm attracted to women of all sizes. What I don't like about BBW porn generally is the way the material is presented. It's not presented as beautiful and sexy and hot. It's presented as fetish. And quite often it's presented as negative and ugly and shaming. And that doesn't get me off. If it gets you guys off, cool. I got no problem with that. But that's not what I'm looking for. So when we had that sort of shift in the genre to well-lit scenes with top-end male talent, and hey, she's a bigger performer, but we're going to shoot it the same way, that's when I really liked it. And that's when I think the genre sort of took off and it deserved recognition. And now I think maybe that's gone away. I think it was sort of what was popular for a while. Certainly what's popular now is incest porn. That's everywhere. So I think maybe BBW was kind of something that crossed into the mainstream porn consciousness, and now maybe it's moved back. I hope not. I think there's still some, a lot of value to that, but it may be something that has to sort of build its way back up. And that's something that I'm not going to touch on that anymore. I'm hoping to have a special guest on a future podcast. If you're listening, I know you know who you are because we've talked about it. So I'm not going to talk about some of the ideas that were presented because I'm not going to make them my own. I'm going to let you have all the credit for these great ideas that you had. So hopefully that person is listening and we can do a future podcast on that. What do you guys think about changing the BBW categorization into a niche thing? And if you've listened to my older podcasts, you know that when we talked about XRCO, including trans performers, the problems for critics who do not watch a lot of product, a lot of content in that genre, the problems that that creates. And do we have the same problem here with this niche stuff? If it's going to be, you know, let's just say it's half BDSM and half BBW, if you're a critic who's watched a lot more of one type than the other, are you going to know and recognize and then vote for people in that category? I think it's challenging. It'll be interesting. I do think it was time to do away with the award. I'm sorry, not do away with. That's the wrong. To put it away for a while and bring it back when it comes back stronger. And for those of you who object, I'd like to hear why. But think about it. How much product is there out there? How much BBW product in movie format, in DVD format, is there for critics to choose from? And it certainly is not a slight against the BBW performers. I like a lot of them. But you want to come up with 8 who are deserving of award nomination? I think that's tough. Another thing that was brought up in a recent conversation was the categorization. You know, what constitutes a BBW, and should there be small BBWs, medium BBWs, and supersized BBWs? Should they all be in the same category? I think it's tough, but I think Avian is trying very hard to keep their categories relevant and to make sure that they progress in a way that it's not just a popularity contest and a trophy for trophy's sake. And that's what happens when you don't have enough critics reviewing a certain genre. You're going to take the name you recognize. You know, easiest thing in the world when I'm given my ballot is to just pick the people I like, you know, or the people that I know. It takes work and effort to go watch stuff. And, you know, what they don't want is they don't want that. So I think it was a good move. It makes me sad. Let me just say that. It doesn't make me sad to lose that category. But I think it was probably time. So, again, go to avn.com, check out their pre-noms. I will be checking in to see when we can start the podcast. What I'm hoping this year for the Avian Award podcast is maybe to bring in some guests, other critics, to talk about their process. I've gone over mine for several years in a row, and you guys keep telling me that you're interested, so I'll keep doing them. But we're going to try and add a little other voices in this as well. That's about it. Please check out rogreviews.com for all your reviews and news needs. One final thing. My wonderful sister has put together a Walk for Alzheimer's team in honor of my mother, who does have Alzheimer's. We're searching for a cure. And what I've decided to do is half of all the income from the site is going to go to that Walk for Alzheimer's effort. So if you want to sponsor the podcast, hit me up on direct message, rog@rogreviews.com, email. Half of any banner sales, half of any podcast sponsorships, half of everything is going to go to the Walk for Alzheimer's. I wish it could be all of it, but I do still do this for a living, so I gotta pay the rent. But half of any sponsorships we get are going to go to Walk for Alzheimer's so that maybe they can find a cure for that disease. So thank you very much for listening. Drop me a line anytime. I always love the feedback. Thank you very much.